The Worth More Film Project aims to inform us about the difficult topic of medical assistance in dying in Canada, or MAID. It's going to be showing at Gilmore Baptist this Saturday night at 7, and Bronwyn Gray is behind the project, and she's with us right now. Good morning, Bronwyn.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Bronwyn, tell us a little bit about your background and what led up to the inspiration behind this project.
Yeah, so I'm actually a high school teacher, and I took a break from teaching to get my master's in English, and I was in the States, and it was a very healing time for me as I was grasping the fact that I have inherent value. I was really coming to terms with that. I think before I had been living really thinking that my value came from what I do, which is very common. It's actually the way our society functions, right? Utilitarian mindset that we are what we do. And so my thesis research was in a biblical understanding of human value. And I love writing scripts. I'm a creative writer. And so I wrote this script for the short film Worth More. I was very concerned about what was happening in Canada with euthanasia, still very concerned. I had a family friend who is a committed Christian choose euthanasia, and that really affected me. And so I collaborated with a videographer just in my hometown, and we made this short film, and then I've gone to show it at different places in Alberta and BC. This will be my first time coming to Ontario, and then I collaborate with other pro-life organizations. We have great speakers and address this really, really deeply concerning, really very important issue, because it deals with life and death. So,
now, people that have seen the movie, what kind of feedback have you gotten so far about? I mean, this is a tough thing to talk about, but has it opened up some good doors and some good discussion?
Yeah, I would say that's the purpose of it. Like, it's a short film. It's actually only 15 minutes. If you want to watch a documentary about this issue, there are so many great documentaries that are not, that need to be known more. I was just watching one called Life After by a film director who actually has cerebral palsy. He did just like an amazing job, Reed Davenport. So there's some great documentaries out there that address the issue of MAID. But this is just a short film that kind of gets the discussion going. That's kind of the idea of, where does our value come from? And so we have a panel, we have Q&A, this particular event in Peterborough will be unique because it's not going to be just information heavy. It's going to also be a time where we can worship the Lord and see healing. I know I've just encountered a lot of people now who have been telling me how deeply they've been affected by someone in their family or friend group choosing MAID. And I feel like we haven't really had a lot of spaces where we can actually verbalize our pain, because we're told by society that we need to just respect their choice, right?
Now, if people see this movie and are moved to somehow advocate for a different solution, do you have resources? You can point them in the right direction that way?
Yeah, so my website, worthmorefilm.ca, has some resources on it. Like, right now, the big important emphasis that I'm advocating for is Bill C-218, because right now it's said in the government that MAID will become available to people with mental illness. That's their sole reason for choosing MAID in March 2027. Like, it's already in the law because of Bill C-7. But the good news is that Bill C-218 is being sponsored by some MPs. And if that bill passes, that'll protect people with mental illness from MAID, which, of course, I believe MAID shouldn't be legal at all for anyone, but this is a really good first step to try to, and actually most Canadians that have been polled would agree that MAID should not be available to people with mental illness. So it's a really good starting point, like talking with people. And so there's some resources on the website. And then at the event, there will be so many resources available too. So
perfect. And it's, again, we'll reiterate, it's this Saturday, 7 p.m. at Gilmore Baptist Church. And Bronwyn Gray, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.